Hey, honey, are you okay? Hey, honey. Babe. Hey, wake up. Are you okay? I guess you were having a bad dream, were you? Oh, darling, it's okay. It's okay, everything's fine. Yeah, you're in bed with me, everything's fine. No. Honey, it's okay. No, I promise. It's gonna be okay. It was just a dream. And just because you dreamt it, it doesn't mean it's gonna come true. Okay? You know, dreams are just funny ways of our brains working out all of the scenarios that could happen. And usually, for people like you and me, it's all the worst things that could happen. Which is dumb. Well, it is dumb. It's true. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like sometimes I have dreams that you and me have these really terrible, terrible fights. I do. And it makes me so upset. Because we say such mean and hurtful things that I know that we don't feel, you know? But it still hurts. And when I wake up in the morning, sometimes you'll still be sleeping and I'll be angry at you or upset with you. Or I'll wonder if you'll be upset with me because you'll know all the things that I said in my dreams. So I think that's how dreams work. It's just our body trying to, like, I guess, prepare us for things. Like our anxieties and worries, I guess. It's like, maybe it's a survival instinct. We have these horrible dreams, so we'll know how we want to react or work out these problems if we're ever faced with them. So, even though scary dreams are dumb, they're kind of helpful, right? I guess that's true, unless you had a bad dream where it didn't work out. I've had a few of those. Yeah, I think the most terrible dream I ever had was about, like, this killer werewolf man when I was younger, and I still remember that dream because... Well, I was a young girl and he killed a lot of my friends and family in that dream. So horrible. Yeah. Do you want to hear something funny about the dream, though? It actually does have something funny to go with it. So, like, in the dream, he had this horrible snarl and I would hear him coming and, like, every time I thought I was safe, it turned out I wasn't safe. So I was, like, super worried about it. And anyways, I had this horrible dream. I woke up. I was basically crying. I was so upset because I was afraid that, you know, the people that had died in my dream had died in real life. And I was staying at my grandma's that night. And I woke up. Must have been, like, super, super early in the morning. And she saw me wake up because I had stayed on a pallet in the living room. And, you know, she called to me and said, "Is everything okay?" Because she could see me from the kitchen. And I kind of was trying to be strong and not cry. And I told her that, you know, I had a bad dream. And she says, "Well, come get a glass of water." And I got up to get a glass of water. And I walked like a few steps. And then I heard this horrible noise. And I was like, I just froze. It was the wolf. And it took me a few seconds. And then I heard the noise again. And I realized that that the wolf's snarl was my uncle snoring. And so It's funny how his snoring in real life had become the snarling of this horrible beast. Yeah, it's so funny. Some days they still tease me about it, because, like, as an adult, snoring doesn't bother me. Yeah. So, I think that's what dreams are. Dreams are just silly manifestations of things in real life that our brain just has to work through. Our brains are pretty cool, and they're always doing something. Yeah. Well. Anyways, feel better now? Good. I promise I'm gonna be right here, okay? I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to tell me what your bad dream was, but I'm not going anywhere. And I sure as hell won't let any big bad wolfies get you. I promise, even if they snore really, really loud. Okay. Alright, babe. Good night. Pleasant dreams.